We begin Ketzel Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Tes Sif Yud Aleph. B'yom HaTaynis, on a fast day, Beim HaTaynis Tzibur, Beim HaTaynis Yochid, whether it's a Taynis Tzibur or a Taynis Yochid, Omer B'tfilas HaMincha B'Berech HaShema Kaleinu, when we daven Mincha B'Shema Kaleinu, we say Aneinu. U'Kshmegia Le'es L'Chol Eis Tzor V'Tzuka, when we came to the words in the Aneinu of Eis Tzor V'Tzuka, Yisayim Ki'at HaShmeya, you should end with the words to Shemaya. Im shachach meloimer aneinu. If somebody forgot to say aneinu, im loy nisgad l'achish omer Hashem v'berch Shemaya tefila. If he only remembered after he said the shame from the word Shemaya tefila, ein achoz v'omer, you don't say aneinu again. Ella achish gomer kol tefila. After he finishes the entire Shemoneh Esrei, lach alakai netzor. After he finishes the words alakai. After he finishes the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, Kodem Shiak Ragla, before he walks back, Oimrei Ad B'Chalei Tzor V'Tzuka, you could say it without the bracha. Just end with Yehuyu L'Rotzen. V'Mleskar Lachash Ad Achash Ak Raglav. But if he didn't remember until he completely finished the Shemona Esrei, Eina Oimrei Oid Klal, then the halacha is that you don't say it. The halacha, of course, is, what's the halacha of somebody is not fasting, but it's a fast day? There's a machloikis what to do. The Chai Adam says that you should say aneinu b'yoyim taina zeh. The Bi'alocha says if somebody is not fasting, then he should not say aneinu at all. You shouldn't say aneinu even without mentioning the taina, so it's a machloikis. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch spoke about a case where the Yochid, who's saying Shemoneh Esrei, forgot to say Aneinu. What's going to be the halacha if the Baal Tefillah forgot to say Aneinu? So here too, the halacha is, if he didn't say yet the word Hashem in the bracha of Rafeinu, he should go back, because Aneinu was said after the bracha of Reina of Aneinu by the Shliach Tzibur. As long as he didn't say the word Baruch Ata Hashem, Roi Fei Chayle Amo Yisrael, then he could go back and say Aneinu. Once he said the shame, Hashem, he doesn't go back, but he should say it in the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah when he's saying that Bracha in the Chazar Shashatz, but he shouldn't end with a separate Bracha, he should end with the Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. If he didn't say it in Shemei Tefillah, what he should do is, he should say it after, like we learned by Yochid, he should say it after the Shemoneh Esrei, he should just say the Nusach of Aneinu. Furthermore, if the Shliach Tzibur, as we just said, is supposed to say Aneinu after Rein of Aneinu, but he said it earlier in the Shemoneh Esrei, which he's not really supposed to do, the halacha is, but the Eved, we leave it the way he did it. Then Sivan Chof, then Chazaras Tefillah Shliach Tzibur. It says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Seich Shliach Tzibur Metefillah B'Lachash. After the Shliach Tzibur finished his Shemoneh Esrei, Oymer B'Mekayma, he should stand in his place, Kishir Hilach Arba Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 Amos, V'Chayzlam Kayma, and then he goes back to his place. There are Rishonim that suggest that the Shliach Tzibur, who, as we're going to speak, doesn't always begin the Chazar Shashatz immediately. He waits for the Rav to finish his Shemoneh Esrei, or he waits for the Tzibur to be ready for the Chazar Shashatz. He should not go back to where he's going to be saying the Chazar Shashatz until he's ready to start the Chazar Shashatz. Moreover, the Shliach Tzibur, who's waiting to begin the Chazar Shashatz, should not speak during that waiting time, particularly in the morning. Because in the morning, as we often discuss, there's a point of smicha gula tefillah, saying Baruch Ata Hashem, Gal Yisrael. So his Shemoneh Esrei that he had to say is not an interruption. But speaking would be considered an improper interruption. And then, so as he's about to begin the Chazar Shashatz, Oim B'lach, she says quietly the words, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, and then Masach B'Kol, he begins, Baruch Atah. Everybody should be quiet. Lishmaya heitav, and to hear well. L'chavim ha-shoimer, and pay attention to what the Shlich Tzibur is saying. And when he hears the Shem Hashem, he should say, Baruch Hu, or Baruch Hu v'chshmai. There are those, the Gra, did not have the minig to say Baruch Hu v'chshmai. And moreover, the Paiskim say that if by saying Baruch Hu v'chshmai, you're going to miss the opportunity to say Amen, then the halacha is that you shouldn't say Baruch Hu v'chshmai. Certainly any bracha that one is being yaitze, the bracha being recited, there you don't say Baruch Hu v'chshmai, and you should say Amen al kol bracha k'roi. What are you supposed to have in mind when you say Amen? One is that you believe what we just said is truth. I believe in it. And in a bracha that represents a bakasha, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for refuah, for panasa, for everything. The Amen means emes v'alavai. It's true, and I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill that request. There are many halachas when we speak about proper recitation of Amen. One is Amen chatufa, that Amen should be said with the proper nekudas, that, for example, if you don't say a kometz under the aleph, or that's not the proper way of saying Amen, or if you say the Amen before the person finished the bracha. That's an Amen chatufa. There's an Amen ketufa where you don't enunciate every letter of the Amen, or you divide the Amen, it should sound like two words. That's not proper. Amen Yisayman is where you don't know when you answer Amen, and you don't know to what bracha you're answering Amen. Amen Yisayman means that if you're going to be yaitze with the bracha, Berachas Shofar or Berachas Megillah or other places, it's absolutely essential, even if you know what bracha is being said, that you hear every word of the bracha. And Amen Yisayman also means that you should answer Amen immediately after the bracha is recited with no interruption, no delay. Amen Katsara is where you say the Amen too quickly. But feel a limit also, one should not learn B'shar Sheshlim Tzir B'chayzer Tefillah when Chazar Sheshatz is being said. But there are Paiskim who take take a more lenient approach. If you're going to say Amen, then you may learn. There are also differences how many people are in the tzibur hearing the Shliach Tzibur. If there's a minion without you, so then you can be more lenient. It goes without say that one should not, of course, speak during Chazar Sheshatz. If somebody is able, Yeshloi Lamed should stand. The Kav HaChaim says that if it's difficult, you don't have to. K'moshu Atzmas Baal Shemen Asrei, but if you can, you should stand just your Dami Shemen Asrei. Oy Beinayim Mitzumas, and keep your eyes closed. Oy Liris B'techa Siddur, follow in the Siddur. Masha Oy Meshlich Tzibur. Tzas Nahagim Shlacha Kedusha, that those that have a minig, that after Kedusha, Choltzim Tfilin Shirashi, they take off the Rashi, Yomenich, and Tfilin Rebbein Atam. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, V'oisim Shaloi Kedin. There are Paiskim, however, that are lenient. And part of the question really is, when you're putting on Rashi Tfilin, as we learned, you're not allowed to even say Amen when you're putting on the Tfilin. The question is, that is the halacha as well by Tefillin Derabbeinu Tam. If the halacha is that when you put on Tefillin Derabbeinu Tam, you could interrupt, so then this is not such a big concern. Moreover, Paiskim suggest that there are those that hold that one Kedusha that we say should be said while we're wearing Tefillin Derabbeinu Tam. If that's the case, you want to have the Tefillin Derabbeinu Tam on before Avodah Tzion. Sif Beis. B'chazor tefil so tzibur, turi chazor so shatz, kima shatzli tzibur, kfar spal b'fnei atzmoy, the shlich tzibur already has davin, b'lachash, v'ein achayzer has a tefillah, the only reason he's repeating the Shemon Esrei is rak b'shvil ha-shoymim, he's doing it for the people who are listening to the Shemon Esrei, l'kein tzrichim shi'edavka tish ha-shoymim v'oynim. Therefore, it's necessary that you should have 10 people hearing the Chazor Sushatz and saying Amen. Shloitiyen Brach Svatala, because otherwise that it's a Brach Svatala. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion was that a person who is davening word for word together with the Shliach Tzibur can be considered one of those 10 people. L'ken k'shesh minyan mitzupim, if we have exactly a minyan, tzrichan lashgiach, we have to be careful. Shlo yaskel shliach tzibur chazar so tefila. The shliach tzibur should not begin the chazar so shatz. At shiigmer kulan tefilos and shichlo anes until everybody has finished the Shemon Esrei, so that they all should be able to answer amen during the Shemon Esrei. Moreover, the halacha the Mishnah Berurah says is that even if you have a minyan, the proper thing is to wait to begin the chazar so shatz till only when the rav finished his Shemon Esrei. Sif Gimel. Shlich Tzibur, the Shlich Tzibur Tzarech Lizar, Shmesayim Brach Achas, when he finishes one bracha, Shloi Lahaskel Bracha Shnia, he should not begin the next bracha, Ad L'Achar Sh'amer Roiv Tzibur Amen. Until most of the community has finished saying Amen, the Paiskim, some Paiskim say you should really wait till everybody finished saying Amen, and certainly if a situation, as we've been discussing, where people are relying on your bracha to be yoitz the bracha of brichas hamitzvahs, there for sure you should wait till everybody finishes saying amen. V'mhiskel teifel bracha acheres, and if you immediately began the next bracha, kigoyin shesayim magen avraham, for example, the Baal Tefillah finished magen avraham, v'hiskel miyad at the gibor, and he immediately begins at the gibor, as kivin shesheskel loyma at the gibor, if he said, once the Baal Tefillah already began saying at the gibor, Shuv en Omer Amen. You lost the opportunity to say Amen on the previous bracha. And then we have a serious situation. The person will have the serious situation that he caused the people to lose the opportunity to say Amen. Sif Dalad. When we say Kedusha, everybody should try to make sure that his 2 feet should be kept together. There are those that say that that should be the case until after bracha, after the Amen of Akel Kaddish. There are those that are more lenient in this question. Many are machmer that even if they sit during Chazar Shashatz, they don't sit down until after Akel Kaddish. And certainly in a place where the Baal Tefillah doesn't say after Kaddish, but rather the Baal Tefillah says Lador Vador, one shouldn't sit down until after the bracha is recited. And Yom HaNaroyim, where there's a lot said until we get to the bracha, we shouldn't, the minig that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is that you shouldn't sit down until the Baal Tefillah said, Ki Kem Melech Gadol V'Kadosh Ata. So again, Yichav Raglav She'eshtein B'yachad, keep the 2 feet together, Kelein Ragl Echas, that they should look like they're 1 foot, K'mashikos Raglayim Ragl Yishara, Shaymin Kaddish Kaddish, when we say the words Kaddish Kaddish, when we say Baruch and Yimloich, Meirim Gufa Ekev Lamala, you should lift your body. That those that say by Yimloich is not an essential part of the Kedusha, and therefore you don't have to. V'naigim Lasei Sanayim Lamorim, the person should lift, raise his eyes up. V'toiv Shitanim Skuris, and when you're saying Kedusha, your eyes should be closed. Sif Hei, Kshemagia Shlich Tzibur L'moidim, when the Shlich Tzibur gets to Moidim, Mishtachvim Kol HaKol, everybody should bow down at the same time. It's not necessary, says the Arizal, to completely bow down. You just have to make a bowing motion. V'ayim Moidim D'Rabbanan Kul B'Shtachvoya, and that's how you should say the Moidim D'Rabbanan. If one is still in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, v'shemeya sh'shlich tzibur gila moidim, and he hears that the shlich tzibur is saying moidim, im hu oimi be'emtza abrocha, if he's in the middle of a brocha, v'shtachve gamkein, he should bow down there as well. because the Shlich Tzibur, because if you're not going to bow down, then it looks like you're not participating with everybody else. The Chavis Yor, in his Sefer Mekor Chaim, says if somebody is davening b'yichidus, should still say Moedim Derabbanan after Shmoneh Esrei, after Tachnun. He says that this is a tefillah, which is a beautiful tefillah, and it's also a tefillah where we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Arichas Yomim, that we should have long life. So just because one lost the opportunity and he's not davening tefillah b'tzibur, he should not lose the opportunity to say that tefillah. Avol Moedim B'tchilas Bracha B'Soy Bracha, if as the tzibur is saying Moedim, Chazor Shashatz, you're at the beginning or the end of a bracha, there, even in your middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the beginning or end of a bracha, lo yishtachve. Because the halacha is, mishum da'osu lo yishtachve, one may not bow down, but tchilas bracha b'soy bracha, al oysu shamar rabbeinu seinu zal. You're only allowed to bow down at the beginning or end of a bracha, where Chazal told us to do so. And if this is not such a bracha, then you shouldn't do so. You shouldn't bow down, even though everybody else is bowing down for Moedim. Sivov. Before the Chazan says Shem Shalom, Omer, he should say Elokeinu Velokei Avaseinu Rabracha. He should say that Nusach. Of course, it's only in a place where they're not duchening. In a place where they're duchening, then they're going to do Nasiyas Kapayim. If you finish the entire Chazar Shashat without saying Elokeinu Velokei Avaseinu, you can't correct it. But if he hasn't gotten to Baruch At Hashem, he's already Milah Shem Shalom, and they realize that he didn't say Elokeinu Velokei V'Seinu, he should go back. He came Omer Kol Ken Yerotzen V'lo Yomru Amen, that you should not say Amen, because it's not the real Birchus Kahanim, because it's just a Zeich of the Birchus Kahanim. He came Shalom V'Chunach Shalom V'ein Omer Oysen Rak B'Shachas U'Musaf. Elokeinu Velokei V'Seinu is only said by the Chazoras Hashatz of Shachris and Musaf Eloi B'Mincha. Rak B'Tainas Tzibur on a Tainas Tzibur, Shomer Gam B'Mincha Shem Shalom. With B'Mincha as part of the Chazoras Hashatz, we say Shem Shalom. Oz Oymer Shlich Tzibur Gam Elokeinu Velokei V'Seinu. Vein Oymer Mesoi. Furthermore, it's not said B'Beis Ha'Avol and in the place where Shiva is being kept, Eloi B'Tishabav Shachris, not by Shachris of Tishabav. Sif Zayin. After the Shlich Tzibur has finished saying the Chazor Shashatz, Yoyme Balach should say quietly, Yil Rotzen. Avol Lefsoyu Shloish Psius, to take the three steps back, Ein Oitzorach, is not necessary for Chazor Shashatz, because Shesoymech is going to rely on the Psius, Shemsoyf Kadisholim, on the three steps he's going to say, after he's says Voltzin, and he says the Kaddish Shalom. And therefore, I saw that the Kav Chaim says that if in the shul, it's not going to be that way, meaning there's going to be a different Baal Tefillah for Asher Voltzin than the Baal Tefillah for Chazar Shashatz. So then the Halach is that the Shlech Tzibur, as he finishes Chazar Shashatz, should take the three steps back.